Lawin Media Network.
Bringing to you the most relevant content across all platforms.
Business, legal, politics, health, lifestyle, and entertainment.
Your source for all the news and updates in the greater Houston community from Texas and all over the world.
Get informed and empowered with Lawin Media Network.
Good evening, Texas, and good morning, Philippines. I am Nesca, sitting in for Attorney Aileen. Welcome to another episode of Legal Treats. Blessed Holy Week to everyone observing this special season. And we're up for a special Holy Week episode, but still in law or law school related, or still in law, though on managing stress and burnout in law school, especially during holidays like this. But before anything else, let's call on my partner, Krisha. How's your Holy Week celebration so far?
Oh, hi, Nesca. Kumusta? First and foremost, I want to greet our audience here in the Philippines. Good morning. And to our audience in Texas, good evening. Tama ba? Oh,
good evening. Good evening. Tama, good evening. 6:30 sa kanila.
So, ayun, kumusta ang holidays for me so far? Parang wala namang pinagbago. That's a difference between a parang talagang normal na kababayan or law, hindi siya law student, ganun. Kasi when you're a law student, walang holidays sa atin eh. But anyway, kumusta ang, before we dwell on to that, kumusta ang holidays so far, Nesca?
Well, so far naman, ang peaceful ng Holy Week celebration namin, and ayun, parang, yun, this is a time for us to reflect on the things that we did and we're trying to do, or the plans that we have. And I think, yeah, I have a well-rested naman na Holy Week.
The only thing I could say to that is sana all, Nesca.
Sana all nga.
Dito sa Pinas, we normally have visita iglesia. Natry mo, tinry mo ba yun this year?
This year, hindi kami nakapag-visita iglesia. But before, yun, we also tried that. Yung pumupunta sa mga churches, nag-visita every Monday, Thursday. Yun. Ikaw, natry mo na ba yun?
Last year, only once. Last year lang. And this year, I've been meaning to try it, but unfortunately, kasi alam kong magdadagsaan ang mga bisita. Bisita ba? Mga taga-ibang lugar sa province. Kaya, my original plan was to go back to Manila after the holidays, which is Sunday. Pero kasi sabi ko, nako, hindi rin ako makakagala sa province kasi nga traffic. Eh, grabe. Hindi ko alam kung nakikita mo yung news ngayon, pero sa EDSA pa lang, walang kahit anong sasakyan. Pero dito sa province, super dami. Kaya talagang, sabi ko, it's time to go.
Yun din yung iniiwasan ko this year, yung sobrang daming tao. Before kasi, kapag Holy Week, we have plans din eh. Aside from observing, of course, the Holy Week celebration, but ngayon parang hindi na masyado kasi iniwas sa maraming tao kasi, you know, crowded, and ayaw na rin nating ma-stress because of the traffic. Totoo nga, kahit dito nga sa Bacolod, hindi masyado ma-traffic dito sa city compared dun sa other side of Bacolod, like sa south or sa north. doon yung traffic ngayon, yung mga papuntang beach, yung sa mga vacation places, doon yung matraffic. I think pagbalik na nila, doon na ulit magta-traffic dito sa city.
Indeed. I think that's also that parang yung way ng thinking natin ngayon, it has also something to do with us being, you know, yung adulting phase ba? Na dati, nung mga medyo kabataan natin, if given the chance, no, na magkaroon ng time to go back to the province, we will, or to go out with the family and friends, we would do it without, ano, without any second thoughts. Pero ngayon kasi, parang, wala, mas gusto na lang natin na nakapirmi tayo sa bahay.
Totoo. Yun nga. Like, nagplan nga ako for the Holy Week before, for this Holy Week. Pero sabi ko, nako, wag na lang siguro kasi Holy Week for me is gagawin ko na lang yung bagay na hindi ko nagagawa sa usual days or the normal days or my routine. Yun yung magpahinga. So, yun, nagpahinga lang talaga ako for the, for like 2 days. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Parang yun, nagpahinga lang talaga ako dito na lang sa bahay. Pumunta lang sa mga relatives.
In relation to that, Nesca, no, parang, ayun nga, nabanggit ko kanina na parang wala na mga holidays sa law student and ayun, sa topic natin ngayon is about burnout in law school. So, in relation to this, of course, ayun, nakaka-burnout naman talaga na even for us, law students, is wala tayong, parang wala na talaga tayong pahinga. Like yung nilulook forward natin holidays before na a way for us to be to rest, no? Is hindi na natin siya nagagawa ngayon. So in law school ba, while you're in law school, kasi graduate sa mga ating, sa ating mga audience dyan, in case you don't know, Nesca here is already a graduate of law school, so nakalagpas na siya sa phase na yon.
Ayun.
So while you were in law school, Nesca, no? Masaya ka ba? Like, naging masaya ka ba during holidays? Were you able to enjoy holidays? Ganon. Like, were you burnt out? Kasi, alam mo yun, wala kang time to go out. Ganon.
Well, as to nag-enjoy ba ako during the holidays ng law school ako, parang hindi ko na-feel. Parang hindi ko na-feel na nag-enjoy ako. But siguro, I'm always looking forward na lang every holiday na makapagpahinga kahit papano from all the stress and from all the readings and from all the classes. Yun na lang siguro yung nilulook forward ko para at least kahit magbasa naman ako, at least parang hindi na masyadong pressured. Yun yung nilulook forward ko during Holy Week or holidays. Ikaw ba, Krisha? Aside from the break from classes, so what do you usually look forward during Holy Week?
During Holy Week, ayun, siguro number one would be tulog. Yun yung pinaka number one na
number one talaga yun.
Kasi ano, alam naman natin pareho na we are working students. So talagang yung work pa lang is already taking your time, some of your time. So is you reading materials or cases related to law school. So wala ka talagang pahinga at all. If meron man, syarte mo na. So, nung Holy Week, or prior to Holy Week, actually, kasi I took a week off from school prior to the Holy Week. Kaya medyo mahaba yung pahinga ko. Yun lang kasi medyo, ang downside nun is medyo nape-pressure ako ngayon. Kasi feeling ko ang dami kong backlogs. Kaya ngayong Holy Week is bumalik na ako agad ng Manila. Habang nandoon yung mga taga Manila sa province,
totoo.
Isang mga taga province bumalik na dito sa Manila. So,
totoo. We think otherwise.
Yeah.
Totoo yan. But anyway, from taking a break, Krisha, I think we also need to break for a short commercial break.
Kaya nga eh, ang bilis eh, like 10 minutes na agad, no? And we're not even on the topic na talagang pag-uusapan natin eh. So, for everyone who is watching, please make sure to tune in after and wait for us. Okay, we will be right back after a short break.
Here at Legal Treats, and yun, napakabilis lang ng ano ng break natin, Krisha, and we're still talking about managing stress and burnout from law school, especially during this time, Holy Week. So, Krisha, we're talking earlier about the experiences that we've had in law school, how we feel about Holy Week coming up. And yun, Krisha, ikaw, how do you manage or can you share an experience ngayon sa law school na you're still in law school and, you know, it's Holy Week? How can you relate to that?
Parang yun, ang hirap naman ng question na yun. Okay, in relation to Holy Week, ayun, being a law burnout siguro, ayun, siguro yung pressure kasi hindi naman talaga naaalis yun eh. Either holidays or not, wala naman talagang ano, wala naman talagang pinipili, no? Especially when it comes to your reading materials or your assigned task in law school. So, ayun, to reiterate, wala talagang pahinga ang law student, ang isang law student. Wala ding pahinga or walang holiday sa isang law student. So, I think that's one of the reason kung bakit even during holidays is I don't get to enjoy it as much as other people. And at the same time, talagang nakaka-burnout pa din siya thinking about the pressure that you are going to face after the holidays. Kasi syempre, back to school na. So, andyan na naman yung resits, never-ending resits. And of course, my final exams are coming up. So, ayun. But what about you, Neska? I have this question that I've been meaning to ask kasi eh. Na, of course, you're already a law graduate. And I'm pretty sure that you already you also experienced burnout in while you were in law school. So, ano ba yung mga factors na nag-burnout sa'yo sa law school?
Well, as to the factors during law school, I think it's the reading itself talaga. Yung amount of the things that we need to read for the class, especially major subjects, bar subjects, napakabigat kasi yun. So, yun talaga, I think, yung nagpa-burn out sa akin. And also, other factors, siguro external na, like sa environment, siguro also sa work din. And yun, some personal problems din, mababurn out ka rin. Kahit you try not to make your studies or not to compromise your studies, at some point talaga, maaapektuhan talaga if you're going through a personal problem that time.
You know, I would agree to that, no? Kasi just like our previous topics, we actually mentioned that it is important for a law student to choose the battles you are going to, you know, to face. Kasi a lot of these factors actually affect not only your mental health, but also your journey to law school. Kasi for me, ma-share ko lang ano, lately I have this problem with my previous roommates in the condo. Kasi I used to have roommates in condo eh. So, that happened during my midterm exam week, which actually took a toll on my body, on my mental health, and even in my exams. Kaya, I'm actually transparent about it. I did not do well in any of my exams that week kasi grabe talaga na I had to check into a hotel just to have that rest. na hindi ko nagawa doon sa while I was in the condo. So with that, after nung syempre after nung exam week is super depressed ako. Even our bosses knows about this. So super stressed ako, na-depress ako kasi I did not do well in my exams. So looking at it, no, parang nag-reflect ako sa sarili ko na is it right for me to parang address that on that talagang dapat ba tinaiming ko siya sa time sa midterm exam ko, pero kasi it wasn't really my choice, but somehow I feel relief that I was able to get away from that situation, although ayun nga lang talaga na compromise yung studies ko during that time. That's why I was really okay until I took a time. I decided to, you know, I messaged my dad. Sabi ko sa father ko na, I really need to go home. Otherwise, may mangyayari sa akin dito sa Manila. That's why he messaged me. Sabi niya, uwi ka na agad ASAP. So, yun yung cue ko para uwi agad to take a break from all the stress, because I'm really, I don't think there is any word that can top the word burnout. So,
yeah, totoo.
Ayun. Super burnout ako na lagi akong umiiyak dito sa apartment ko. Although I'm really happy that I was able to move. Well, yun nga lang, yung isang bagsakan kasi, the pressure from school, the pressure of, or the experience of not being able to do well. So, ayun, ang daming nagsibagsakan siya lahat sa akin. So, ayun yung pinaka-latest siguro, latest na burnout factor na nangyari sa akin, which is, mind you, it only happened like 2 weeks ago. So, medyo fresh
recently now.
Recently lang talaga.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that, Krisha, but I'm happy na okay ka na ngayon and nalampasan mo na yung ganyang sitwasyon. And yeah, kitang-kita naman sa glow mo ngayon. Sa glow mo ngayon na you're doing well naman na. Tama ba?
Nakatulog kasi ako. Oh, yes.
Good to know. Alam mo kasi, yun kasi talaga yung kailangan. If we're burned out or, you know, we feel that everybody is against us, or parang sinakloba na tayo ng langit at lupa, yun din yung sabi nila. But yeah, pahinga lang talaga kasi yung kulang. Akala natin parang galit na tayo sa mundo, but it's actually just the rest that we need para ma-overcome natin. Minsan kasi, especially tayong mga babae, meron kasi tayo, emotional kasi tayo, or sometimes we think that, ayun, galit tayo sa mundo, but after some time, after makapag-rest, or after makatulog, after mag-shopping, or basta gumawa ng bagay na makaka-relieve ng stress, we feel better na. Okay, galit lang pala ako. Okay, padating lang pala yung buwan ng dalaw ko. Okay, stress lang pala talaga ako. But yun, it's important that we manage that stress and not let the burnout take a toll on us.
Well, of course, ano, Neska, it's really hard to even manage stress itself, yeah. No? Kasi sometimes for us, even law student or law people, so parang kahit sarili natin, hindi na natin naayos minsan. Of course, number one, minsan nga kahit na as much as we want to sleep, we couldn't because we are bombarded with paperwork, with workload. So, ayun, number one yun, na just like what you've said, no? So, it's really hard to manage stress. It's really hard to get some sleep even if you want to. So, for everyone who, you know, who has suggestions on how to manage stress, of course, coming from our, malay natin, no, may nanonood ng mga psychologists yan or med-related field na pwedeng magbigay ng tips sa atin, you are more than free to comment down in our comment section. Of course, I forgot to mention it, but this is produced to you by Lawin Media Network, so make sure to subscribe and follow us in all our social media outlets.
Ayan na nga. So, actually, Krisha, it's not only us ngayon. We are joined by some Facebook commenters. Yung mga fans mo are joining us this morning. Like sila ni si Jubail? Jubail? Good morning, May. Happy watching from Pangasinan. Mga May, mga Krishanatics ata. Hi, Ate May. Good morning po. From Maria Teresa C. Kahit lagi kang pagod at puyat, ate, idol friend kita, gusto ko pa rin magagaya mo po. See, kita mo, mga Krishanatics to eh.
Dapat talaga.
Sinabasa na naman.
And I guess, just to give you a quick background about Maria Teresa C. You know? So, anak siya ni Ate Jubail, which is a friend of mine, a great friend.
Okay.
And si Maria. We call her Maria. So si Maria is actually a grade 8 student na siyang humihiram ng mga law books ko sa Pangasinan. Kasi I have a parang shelf wherein kapag hindi ko ginagamit yung book dito sa Manila, I normally bring it back to Pangasinan. So siyang humihiram nun.
Kasi she is future lawyer.
Hopefully talaga. Yeah. I've been rooting for Maria to become a lawyer, but of course, if fate plays otherwise, then we're still willing to support her kung ano man ang gusto niya. Pero so far, parang sana Maria.
Napaparinig. Pero, okay, so going back to our topic, Krisha, sa ngayon, how do you deal with your stress? How do you deal with the pressure na, especially that you mentioned earlier na parang magpa-finals na kayo in the next few weeks? How do you manage that?
Siguro, during my week off in Pangasinan last week, so I reflected a lot on myself. I tried to come up with a schedule wherein parang wala na akong excuse pa to do that. Kasi I was already able to relieve stress in Pangasinan. I went out with friends. I really enjoyed my time with my family. So, syempre may konting inuman. Ang daming salo-salo. So, even if I was alone in my farm, andyan din yung father ko na nagdadala sa akin ng food and nagkikwento sa akin. So, that really helped a lot. So they really helped me cope up with depression during the past week. So I'm really, really thankful for that. So also my friends, they are aware of what I'm going through. So they make sure to, you know, be there. Kung kailangan ko sila, kung mag-chat ako, they're one chat away. So that's, rather than me saying that's how I relieve my stress, that's, I would say na I'm really thankful for the people who relieve my stress from me. So parang ano, so the past week kasi parang hindi ko totally masabi na ako mismo yung ano eh, ako mismo yung nag gumawa ng paraan para ma-relieve yung stress ko, but it's the external factors or external the people around me who actually did that for me. That's why I'm very thankful na okay akong kausap ngayon. Let's go.
Yun. Kaya nga, Krisha, important talaga yung friends natin, that we are surrounded by people na alam kung paano tayo supportahan sa kung ano man ang pinagdadaanan natin. It's really important that we have those kind of people in our life. Kasi, masasabi ko to na, Krisha, we cannot do this alone eh.
Indeed.
Sabi nga nila, it takes a village to raise a lawyer. So, yun, napaka-importante ng friends and family natin during this time na alam kung paano tayo susuportahan, alam kung ano yung makakawala ng stress natin, alam kung paano gagaan yung mga pinagdadaanan natin.
We normally say...
Let's get shoutouts from...
Ayun. Okay, we have Dongalo. Hi, Vlad. So,
I'm not sure if I'm supposed to say this, pero I know Vlad Igman Larataruan, no? I'm very, very, if may pwede tayong i-guest dito, I would ask him to be our guest kasi he has a very inspiring life na he's actually a working student. Talagang siya talaga lahat. And despite that, talagang I want this story to be coming from him mismo. So I hope we can guess him, ano.
Yeah, maybe we can soon. Invite him if gusto niya, mag-invite tayo sa kanya. Siguro we'll schedule it with him to share his, tama ba, his or her?
Him, his.
Him.
Him.
Yeah, his. Okay, his, yeah. His story.
Yeah, his story. Alright, but anyway, ang bilis ng oras and we are going to take a quick break and after that, we're still going to continue on about managing stress. So we will hear from Nesca after the short break.
In a world filled with fleeting moments, there's beauty waiting to be captured. My name is Christian, and I specialize in immortalizing your most precious memories. From elegant weddings to vibrant events and timeless portraits, I'm here to make every moment unforgettable. Let me tell your story through the lens. Contact me today and let's create magic together.
Hello po dyan sa mga taga-Texas. Nandyan po kami ni Desa sa June 14. At meron po kaming show sa Gaylord Texan Resort and Convention Center on June 14. So, nandyan po ang mga detalye below sa ating poster. And I hope to see you soon, guys. See you sa June 14!
And we're back here at Legal Treats with Nesca and Krisha. And we're still talking about how we manage stress and burnout in law school, especially during holidays or Holy Week during this season. So yeah, Krisha, earlier we're talking about how we manage stress. And but yeah, also we shared experience.
Yep, I already answered that. So ikaw naman, Nesca. During your law school days, how did you manage your stress?
Oh, well. Hindi ko talaga alam kung paano ko na-manage yung stress ko during law school kasi kung ano-ano na lang yung pumapasok sa isip ko and then yun, parang ang sponti ko kasing tao, spontaneous. Like, kung ano yung maisip ko, then I do it immediately. Kasi siguro bata pa rin kasi ako that time. Wow, bata. Tanda ko na ngayon. Tanda ko na ngayon. Hindi, kasi yun. Like, for example, if I'm burnout sa law school or some problems, personal problems, I usually go out or yun, pumupunta ako kahit saan. Or basta lumalabas lang ako ng, if I'm in my home or nasa bahay ako, lumalabas ako, pupunta ako kahit saan ko maisipang pumunta. Mall or sa dagat or sa bundok. Yun, very random lang. Yun, tas afternoon, okay na ako. Balik na ako sa bahay. Yun, focus na ulit ako sa kung anong ginagawa ko and yun, parang nagre-recharge, yung sabi na nagre-recharge, yun. That's how I manage stress during the stressful and the burnout season sa law school. I really go out or I really get out from somewhere I'm not comfortable with or I'm experiencing stress or burnout. Yun siguro yung ano ko, yung coping mechanism ko. I get out from it. So yun.
I think ano no, kasi personally, during my first year in law school, sabi ko sa isip ko, whenever I feel stressed, ang lagi kong tinatatak sa isip ko, wala akong karapatang ma-stress.
wala akong karapatang umiyak, wala akong karapatang magreklamo. So, I never really prioritize my mental health or, you know, addressing my addressing that ano matter. Kasi for me, ayun nga, nakatatak siya sa isip ko na I don't have the right to complain or to rant kasi pinag-aaral ako ng father ko. So, parang, with that said, yun siguro yung dahilan kung bakit ako super na-depressed during my first year in law school. Kasi talagang I never really managed or I never really had the chance to address that factor. I never really had the chance to address my feelings, my emotions. So, all throughout my first year, I had this thought na wala kang karapatan. You just have to do well. Ganun ako. So I admittedly was harsh on myself. But when I started, you know, working last year, parang doon ko na realize na actually nung nag-transfer ako from another law school, which is I am now in Arellano University, I found out that majority of my classmates or students in Arellano are actually working students. So when I work, doon ko na realize na parang it's okay. It's finally okay na ano that you address this stress. Otherwise, it will eat you up eh. So mas lalo kang madadown. Mas lalo kang hihilain yan eh. Mas lalo kang pahihirapan yan. So, with that, mas lalo kang mawawala ng focus sa work mo, sa family mo, or even in, most especially sa law school. So, I think yung sa way mo ng pag-address, like, yung pagiging sponty mo sa paglabas mo ng house to go possibly hiking or going to the beach or shopping. So, I think that's a very, very important advice din sa ating mga, kahit hindi ka law student, no? Sa ating people in general. So, sa ating mga kababayan, kababayan, parang naman tayo nakakampanya, no? Sa ating mga audience dealing with stress, no? If you feel like you're being burnt out or you're depressed, you don't have you don't need other people to validate your feelings kasi at the end of the day kahit ano yung nararamdaman mo, that's valid. So if you want to go out, go out. If you want to do anything that could relieve your stress, do it. Do it for the sake of your mental health. Do it for the sake of your inner peace. Otherwise, mahihirapan ka.
Totoo. It's really important kasi that we take a break. Kasi when we take a break, parang we step back from whatever that's eating us up. Parang when we step back, parang nakikita natin kung ano yung bigger picture. We have the time to reflect on ourselves, kung ano yung pinagagawa natin sa buhay, ano yung mga desisyon na gagawin natin, yung mga desisyon na nagawa natin na ayaw na nating ulitin. Ayun, I think it's really important that yun mag-schedule tayo ng break or yun when we feel it that we really need to take a break, you just have to do it kasi it's our time din naman to reflect on ourselves and I guess it's also the time for you to recharge and probably do a spiritual retreat or something or just pray or just give yourself the permission to take a rest a bit. Kasi I think it's also a good ingredient din sa life yung ano yung taking a break or taking a rest or sleeping, 'di ba? Magpahinga ka lang and then everything will be in order na if you can think properly na, if you have the luxury of rest na, 'di ba? Parang mas dun ka mas makakagawa ng mas magandang desisyon if you're well rested and if clear na yung mind mo, then burnout ka, stressed ka, ang dami mong iniisip, parang galit ka sa mundo, irritable ka, you cannot do the best decision that you can do or the best action or the best step if
yun, you're stressed out or you're burned out or your insecurities are also eating you up. So, ayun, it's really important that we take a break or recharge at some point.
And also, ano, just to add to that, very well said, Nesca. And to add to that, my psychologist always tell me, no, quote and unquote, it's never wrong to prioritize yourself. So, ayun, do, yun nga, gaya nang sabi mo, do what you need to do. It's up to you on how you are going to relieve the stress. The important thing is you do it. You do it for you. Not for anyone else. You do it for yourself. Kasi you cannot really, ano, parang do something to other people if you can do it yourself, diba? Or if you don't have it in, with you. So parang, yun yung laging kasabihan nila, diba? Na hindi mo matutulungan yung ibang tao kung hindi mo tinutulungan yung sarili mo. So the first thing that you have to do is to help yourself, to love yourself in order for you to do the same to other people.
So self-care also is really important. It's crucial. Kasi we often neglect ourselves when we are too busy with work, with studies, with the people around us, busy tayo sa kung ano-anong bagay. And we often forget about ourselves. So I think it's important then that we take care of ourselves. Kasi that's the only thing to get going when you also take care of yourself well. Kasi sino yung tutulong sa'yo if there's nobody else, diba? It's only yourself. So I think it's really important that we take care of ourselves, and of course also with the help of other people also, and sabi natin kanina, the support system. We surround ourselves with the people who matter most and the people who bring up the best in us or the positive people that we have. Yun, sabi nga, nasasabi to ni Attorney Aileen that we should surround ourselves with like-minded people. Like, if you want to be a lawyer, be with the group of lawyers. If you want to be a doctor, be with the group of doctors. If you want to be successful, be with the successful people also. Kasi makukuha mo yung energy nila. And they will also bring you to wherever you want to be. So yeah, it's important that self-care and support system and taking a break, especially if you're burned out and you're stressed out.
We don't really say that it takes a law student to understand another law student. But, you know, again, just to... Sorry, paulit-ulit ako, but I'm just really thankful for the support system that I have now. And, of course, for you then, diba, Nesca, since we've been supported or we are having support coming from other people who are not even law students, but they are trying to broaden their thinking just to understand us. So, again, kudos, everyone.
Yeah. We really thank those people who are always there for us, na supporting us and making our lives easier or lighter or better at some point. And yun, ako kasi personally niniwala ako that malaking factor yung tao sa paligid natin. If we surround ourselves with positive minded people, then we'll also be like that. We'll also be there.
I would agree to that. Yes. Kasi kaya nga ako lumipat ng ano eh. Kaya din ako umalis din sa condominium is because those people are not bringing me any peace of mind na. That's why I chose to be on my own. Kaya mas sometimes kasi it's I'd rather be alone than to be surrounded with people who are toxic per se. So medyo controversial.
Parang mas okay sa akin if I'm alone kasi I can do things on my own terms than be with people na hindi ko naman kasundo or hindi katulad ng values ko or ng principles ko, then I'd rather be alone.
Kaya nga, gaya ng sabi din natin sa previous episodes, no? Actually, sa previous season, kasi this is my first time guesting being with you this season 3. So,
So during season 2, we actually talk about choosing people to tama ba? Parang mamimili tayo, pipiliin natin kung sino yung nakakatulong talaga sa atin. And there's nothing wrong with cutting people who are no longer giving us the peace that we deserve. Kasi law school itself is already stressful. So, bakit pa natin hahayaan yung sarili natin na mapunta sa sitwasyon na na-stress pa tayo ng paulit-ulit? So, again, guys, there's nothing wrong with prioritizing yourself even if it means cutting other people.
Yeah, and we do not have to give explanation to that. I mean, we don't have to feel an explanation about it. Yeah, totoo yan. You just do whatever you think will bring you peace. Kasi you have to take care of yourself then.
Yeah. But anyway, Neska, I think we have to go on a very short break before we end the live. So if you have, to our audience, if you have any shout outs, feel free to comment down in our comment section and we are very happy, we will be happy to read it for you. All right, so we'll be right back.
Down to our last segment for today's episode, still with Neska and Krisha. And yes, Krisha, any last words for our audience before we go?
Any last words for our audience today or sa ating sa mga manunood after the recorded live, ano? So, again, this is live in Lawin Media Network page. This is produced to us by Lawin Media Network. So, just in case you miss our live show, then you can reach us out to Facebook page, to our Facebook page, YouTube, Twitch, and over 15 podcast stations. So, for my last words, I always see this hindi naman siya meme but it's a quote and I'm actually planning to have it tattoo on me. So quote and unquote, I got my own back. So if you know me a few years ago, hindi ko yun masasabi sa sarili ko that I got other people's back but I never really got my own. So when I entered law school, I realized that, just like what I mentioned earlier, I cannot give to other people what I don't have in me, or I don't give to myself. So, with that, I realized that it's important that above other people, you yourself should have your own back, no? So, with that said, to our law students, to our audience out there, whenever you feel, again, just like what we talked about earlier, whenever you feel burnout, prioritize yourself. There's nothing wrong with prioritizing yourself. There's nothing to be guilty about if you choose yourself over anyone. So that's my final words for our episode. But what about you, Neska? Any last words or advice to our audience out there?
Yes, to our audience or especially our law students out there,
or yeah, law students out there, I think you really have to give permission or give yourself permission to pause or take a break. Because even the greatest people in history need break to stay at their best. And we're no superhero. Kailangan natin ng pahinga. Magpahinga kayo if kailangan. And you take care of yourself. Self-care is very important. So, yun, always think what's best for you, what will give you peace, what will give you strength. You do that also. And do not feel guilty na unahin yung sarili mo. I-prioritize yung sarili mo. Kasi, yun nga sabi nila, you cannot give what you do not have. So, if wala kang strength sa sarili mo, if wala kang peace sa sarili mo, if wala kang love sa sarili mo, if wala kang care sa sarili mo, you cannot give that also to other people. And also, do not afraid to reach out for help, especially with help from your family or your friends, kasi they're there for you. You just have to let them know, or if wala kang way to let them know kasi for some reasons you cannot reach out to them, at least talk to someone you trust, or even professionals, yun nga, psychologist or someone you can trust and share your story with or share your problem with. Kasi whatever you're going through, there's always a way out. And everyone also has been there. Everyone also has a problem of their own. And ma-amaze ka na lang how they are handling it. So you better also help yourself out. And nagustuhan ko yung sabi mo, Trisha, about you got your own back. Totoo yan. Maganda yan for self-love and self-care. Kasi if nobody will have your back, at least you have yours. And also, especially this Lenten season, never ever forget to ask help from someone above. Kasi naniniwala kong he is all in control. Just have to trust his will, and just have to have faith in him and in yourself also. And the process, you also have to trust it. So, ayun, medyo di ko na anticipate yung turnout ng ating discussion today, Trisha. But yes, na-enjoy ko yung discussion natin. It's hopeful, it's comprehensive din. And yeah, so yeah, it's really comprehensive.
But anyway, I'm looking at our Facebook page right now, and I'm very happy that we had a total of 77 viewers all throughout the 45 minutes of our show. So thank you everyone who tuned in to Legal Treats with for this episode. We have Nesca and me. So next week, hopefully, andito na si Attorney Eileen, because we really miss Attorney Eileen.
Yeah. So tingin mo anyway, after siya yung 77 viewers, I think 70 talaga yun, yung Christianatics.
So, feeling ko talaga gagayahin na kita, magpapagawa na ako ng Facebook page ko for that.
Kailan ba birthday mo? Alam mo? Pag Christianatics ka na.
Alam mo, baka bigla so, nila akong ibutin. Manager na silang lahat. Ganun yun, di ba? Yung mga parang may mga fan page.
Yun nga yun.
Siguro na try mo na yun.
Birthday ka. Hindi, wala pa. Sila yung gumagawa niyan for me.
Oh. To everyone, to our audience out there, actually, si Nesca is a very famous person. So, I'm with a very famous person. Looking forward na magpapa-autograph ako sa'yo, ha? Tapos, in-event in the near future.
Ikaw yung masikat dyan sa Pangasinan. Ako dito sa barangay lang namin eh.
Hindi po yung totoo. But anyway, I had fun with you, Nesca. And I look forward to being a guest anytime that you need me here in Legal Treats with Attorney Eileen. So, with that said, wrap up?
So yun, to everyone, remember to take breaks, find your balance, and also prioritize self-care. And of course, don't let stress or burnout steal your peace, especially during this time, Holy Week. You should be reflecting and we should be recharging. So to everyone, please share this episode with anyone you know who could use some tips on managing stress. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share so you don't miss out on future episodes. And remember, your mental health is just as important as you are. Thank you.
Bye.